I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you want to be successful today, you got to stop complaining, man. I mean, for real, everybody's complaining. I was on TikTok a few days ago, and there's this viral video of these clusters of people that somebody stitched together, and they're talking about how hard it is and or how expensive it is to live today. And this one dude is like, yeah, man, I want to just go home and play my Xbox. I got to get on, you know, I got to have a side hustle. I don't want a side hustle. And I'm thinking, like, what a loser mentality. What a loser mentality to have. Like, you complaining because you got to have a side hustle? You really want one stream of income? Even if a company was paying you $1 million a year, just one company, do you really want that one company being responsible for your entire income? That's dangerous. That's dangerous. You want to have multiple streams of income. I'm seeing all of these people on this video just complaining, like just a bunch of crybabies, I can't say what I want to say, but just complaining. You got a lot of options on your table, though. Good news, you can move, you know, move out of the house you're living in. If it's too much to pay for rent, or if your mortgage is too much, just move out of it. Okay? Move out of your city. You could do that. You could move out of your state. Hell, you know what's so cool about it? You could even move out of the country. You could do that. Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Or hear me out. You could learn a new skill. Too expensive for you? Huh? You don't want to start a new business? Fine. Don't start a new business. Help somebody that has started a business. Do you know that there are people out there right now that if you help them increase their business, the income that it's coming into their business, these people, hear me out, crazy idea, they're willing to give you a percentage of the income that you are responsible for bringing into their company. Ooh, great idea, right? Oh, still want to complain? You don't want to do that either? Okay, cool. Well, there's a bridge. You can go live under that. You can go live in a country that you don't have to pay rent in. Live in a cave. You can do that. You can live off the land. Huh? I know a lot of you guys like living off grid. You could do that. Or, hear me out. Hear me out. You can start a business. Or if you don't want to start a business, you could do affiliate marketing. You don't know about affiliate marketing? You could do drop shipping. You don't want to do drop shipping either? Oh, man, that's crazy. You could do some online coaching. You want to do that? Oh, you don't want to do that? Oh, so you just basically want to be lazy and you want to complain that it's too expensive to live in America today. What about all that crap you're spending money on that ain't making you any more money? You know, the people in that video, I get it. You've been scammed. You've been lied to. You've been told that all you needed was a good job and some benefits and that your life was going to improve dramatically. But what happens with most people is when they increase their income, their standard of living also increases. When I first started making money online, the first thing I did was made sure that our standard of living did not increase. In fact, you know, you might be saying, hey, you lucky. You can call me what you want to call me, but it's true. In fact, we went from paying $975 a month for rent at this one place to having no rent at all because of a opportunity that came to me in order for me to be I got to be a property manager at an apartment complex. And for like 2 or 3 years, we didn't even have any rent because that deal came with a condo. Now, what does that look like in your life? How does that help you? Well, you can roommate with some people, you know, you can roommate with so many people, get a mansion. All right, get a mansion. I know this is going to sound crazy, but you can go get a mansion. And about 20 of y'all go half on a mansion, you know, go in on a mansion together, cut your rent down. Let's say the mansion is like, I don't know, $10,000 a month. And then you get 10 people to go in with you on the mansion, and everybody paid $1,000 a piece a month. That includes, you know, that's the rent. Then you got your utilities and things of that nature. So let's just say $1,200 a month between everybody can get you a mansion. Now you're living for a really little amount of money. You can play Xbox all you want to play. But you got to give up something. And I know you might be thinking that that's a wild idea. I've seen people do it. I've seen people get a big old house. And instead of trying to live in it by themselves, they go and get a bunch of other people that go in with them on the house. And, you know, that ain't for me. But I'm just saying, if you're complaining about how expensive it is to live today, there are things you can do. But if you just want to go home and play Xbox and drink beer or lay on the couch and binge on Netflix all weekend, don't complain. You know, there are so many opportunities right now for you to make money. And a lot of it is not related to getting another job. And I think that's what a lot of these people were complaining about. Like, they didn't want another job. You don't have to get another job. Learn a skill. You know, learn how to do something online. For instance, this video that I'm doing right now is going to end up making me money, no matter how many people watch it. Why? Because you're watching it. You're a person. You're going to know about me. You're going to know about my opinions. You're going to know about what I do. Robbie Cornelius, owner of multiple online businesses. You're going to know about that. That trickles down into money. So you got to look in places that are not obvious to you right now. You got to look in the abnormal places. You know, there's a lot of people still doing traditional business, you know, going clocking in, and I'm not knocking that, but if you're knocking it, let me knock it too. Let me show you how to cut loose from the rat race and set yourself up. First of all, you got to look at your finances. How much do you actually need to make in order to live the way you want to live? That's where you need to start first and foremost. Start with the money. Don't start with the job. Some people just settle for any job they can get. And then the job they get is not a job that's fulfilling to them. No, start with the money. How much money do you need in order to live the way you want to live? How do you want to live? Think about that. You asking yourself that question, how do you want to live? And then reverse engineer. I call that start at the bank. Start at the bank. How much money does it take for me to live every single month the way I want to live? And then reverse engineer, walk yourself back from the bank and ask yourself, okay, what do I need to bring in? What can I do that will allow me to bring in X amount of dollars per week? What? And then break it down by the day. What type of money do I need to make in order to make X amount of dollars per day? How much money do I need to make, baby? How much money? Huh? How much money do I need to make a day? So let's just say you figured out that all kicks and giggles, you can't see my screen. It's okay. But when it's all said and done, matter of fact, I'm going to just pull up my phone here. When it's all said and done, okay, I just had another invoice being paid. I appreciate that. Thank you. When it's all said and done, let's just say that you figure out that it costs you $7,500 per month to live the way you want to live and control your time most of the time. $7,500 a month. And on average, let's just say there's an average of 28 days in a month. So that means that you need to figure out how you can make $267 per day on autopilot. Okay. When you first start, it's not going to be autopilot. You're going to have to do some manual work. You're going to have to do some work. Okay. But the key here is to start doing it, figure out how you can make, let's just say $267 a day, okay, for 28 days on average. All right, so 267, let's just round it up to 268. 268 times 28 days, that's going to give you $7,504 per month. If you do that by 12, that's going to give you $90,000 a year. Here's the thing. It ain't how much you make. It's how much you keep and how much you grow, how much you invest. $90,000, when you get used to that, that's going to start feeling like, you know, $30,000 if you increase your standards of living when you start making this money. But now what you would do is you want to go to something like ChatGPT And I'm going to go to ChatGPT. I'm going to do it on my phone right here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask ChatGPT, give me some ideas that I can do online that would cause me to make $280 per day. I have no skills when it comes to the internet, but I'm willing to learn. Please give me some ideas. And now, ChatGPT on my phone. Oh, hold on. 1 second. There we go. All right. So ChatGPT says, certainly, it might take some time to ramp up to $280 a day, but here are some ideas you could explore. Number one is freelance work. Websites like Upwork, Freelancer, Fiverr allow you to sell your services in areas such as writing, graphic design, virtual assistants, transcription, data entry, and more. You can acquire these skills online. It's even telling you how to acquire these skills if you don't know how to acquire the skills. You can acquire these skills online through courses on sites like Udemy and Coursera. Number two, it says you can get into e-commerce, okay? Create an online store and sell products. You could use a platform like Shopify or Etsy, depending on the nature of what you're selling, because dropshipping is also a great option where you don't handle the goods yourself, but rather transfer orders to a third-party supplier. And the list goes on. It talks about affiliate marketing. You could do that. You could do online tutoring, content creation, you stock photography, online courses, testing websites and apps. Believe it or not, you can get paid to test websites and apps. You just got to know where to look. And then it even talks about cryptocurrency, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The point of the matter is, as long as you're complaining, your mind is focused on complaining rather than the solution. You're problem-oriented rather than solution-oriented. Don't worry, that Xbox is going to be there. Just get your stuff together first. Don't worry, that beer is going to be there, that liquor is going to be there, the girls are going to be there, the club is going to be there, Netflix is going to be there, all those bad foods that you're eating, all of that stuff is going to be there. Just get your finances right first, and then you can have all the time that you want to yourself. How do I know this? Because that's the way I live. I literally walk, yeah, I'm in a fancy office now, but I used to work at home. In fact, 3 months ago, I was working at home. And I've had an office before this, but what I'm getting at is you don't need a fancy office. You don't need to be fancy. Just figure out how to make some money. I started back in 2012 or 13, learning how to make some money on the internet. And then I didn't increase my standards of living until I was well off. So as Bob Proctor always says, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. You know, if you're complaining about having to work for somebody, then your main thing should be trying to figure out how you can make some money without working for anybody. Step one, after you figure out how to make some money without working for anybody, you want to move on to what? Step two. What's step two? Step two is, how can I make money on autopilot? How can I automate the thing that I've learned how to do? Okay. How can I make my money and my system work for me? And a system is technically comprised of other people, technology, and money. Okay. So other people's time. You want to figure out, how can you buy other people's time? See, if you just want all your money to yourself, it ain't going to work for you. How can I take somebody that really doesn't value their time that much? How can I buy their time so that I can free myself up? How can I also leverage technology? How can I leverage artificial intelligence? How can I leverage all of this technology that exists right now? How can I leverage that so I can free myself up? And then also, how can I use the money that I have right now to make other money? That's it. You don't need to go, most people, when they think about getting a second job, when they think about increasing their income, they think about getting another job. You don't need another job. You need income streams. Don't complain about having a side hustle. If you got a side hustle, you're in a good space. Okay, your job now is to figure out how to make that side hustle make so much money that you could then start hiring other people, putting systems in places with software, and then using your money to grow more money, make more money. That's what you need to do. And then you can sit, then you can set yourself free and then, you know, work a couple of hours a day or a couple of hours a week and let the system work for you. And then you can go play Xbox. Stop complaining all the time. That's how you do it. It's Robbie Cornelius. If you want to learn more about it, we got a whole free platform that literally talks about the unlimited ways you can make money online. Go look at it. It's webassetgroup.com. Webassetgroup.com. Man, complaining. Everybody's complaining today.